The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right. Welcome to the My Radio Show here, of course, on www.mybroadcast.com. I come here every single Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice, and we're glad in it. We also welcome those here to AI-237. I'm not Mike Live because I'm right now in the Weehawken area at my AI-237 site. So as you know, I'm building two different ministries in two different counties, Hudson County, Bergen County, and of course, Patterson is Passaic County. And I'm working on my, right now, Hudson County site ministry. I'm doing live right out here by the water. And I'm also on phone with www.mybroadcastdb.com. I got a lot to cover today, Sister Yolanda Evangelist and Edward Lozado, and I need everybody's support. We got some great things taking place. I'm so excited about the KON Television Network, the channel that's going to be on next week. You need to get Roku TV. Get the Roku application. We're going to be on, and we're going into everybody's home, up to 60 million people. I'm going over on the other side. So thank God for KON. Thank God for Mighty Sons of God Church. Thank God for, of course, M318, which is Mike 318. I got a topic I want to teach today and equip. We'll take our commercial break exactly at, of course, 2:30. So let's get into this. God bless you, Tracy. God bless you. And I just pray first, Lord God, we give you thanks and praise that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Father of all glory. You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that my eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the inheritance of the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us, Lord, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the cosmos which is to come, which is Christ's body that filleth all in all, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I want to teach from this topic today and equip the saints praying for the apex positioning. Write that thing down. Praying for the apex positioning. Say it again, President Crystal, M318, Mighty Sons of God Church. Praying for the apex positioning. Now, this is very important to get this, you know, because if you don't understand the power of positioning, you're going to miss what season we're in. We're right now in a real hostile months of 2020, headed for the presidential election. And the church is going to be very careful that she follows a kingdom agenda and not a worldly political agenda. Always pray kingdom first, that God will be done. Okay? God bless you. Praying for the apex positioning. Now, the word apex really means the highest point. Sometimes I call it the mountain. I call it the hill. But it is an exalted and elevated position. And what happens is because we're now in a season, or can I say an atmosphere, where there's been a lot of racism, discrimination, spirit of murder, false accusations, a whole lot going on. And this kingdom church got to stay on its game, got to stay on its grind, and don't give up your kingdom keys for nobody. Don't allow the serpent or Satan to talk you out of your keys, because he would talk you out of your keys by having you settle for political worldly power and not kingdom power, all right? Praying for the apex positioning, okay? So apex, once again, means high point, mountain, top of the hill, okay? What is real ministry, Keisha? What's real ministry, President Crystal? What's real ministry, Brenda? I want to train and equip the servants and the saints of the Lord to possess the apex place. And once they possess the apex place, I want them to maintain the apex place, and then I want them to expand through the apex place, which means it's not enough just to possess it. We have to maintain it, and we have to expand it, which means you got to get into this circle, into this thing of passing down information and always training up someone else who's going to take your place. That's why ministry is generational. It's not just you pastoring your church for 40 years, and then when you die, we got to figure out who will be the next pastor. We got to get a pastor election committee team together. That means you didn't plan properly, because you're not going to be 30 years old forever. You're not going to be 40. You're not going to be 50. You're going to die. Say it again. You are going to die. Only way you're not going to die is if Christ finally returns and stops all death. And I really doubt that we're that far into God's plan, because even today, people still don't know what kingdom is. And so I think that I'm going to see a casket. My wife is going to see a casket. I believe that even my generation from Makai and Tawan are going to see a casket. I do not believe this is something that's going to happen overnight, because even the church of the day still doesn't understand kingdom. Stay with me. And I know we've used rapture, end of the world, caught up, we're going to leave here. Unpack your bag. There's nothing happening. The church has to operate in kingdom to possess the apex, so we can establish a generation, a generational power that's passed down from I say 80 years to the next 80 years to the next 80 years, and keep on passing the buck. Okay. Now, I want to read a scripture. You do two scriptures: Matthew chapter 4 and Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. I'm gonna look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. In Matthew chapter 1. All right, now hold on, because I'm between two. I'm holding my phone, speaking to www.mybroadcastdb.com, and I'm also on AI-237. So I'm doing both at the same time, so please hold your horses. In the book of Matthew, chapter 4, Alan and Keisha. And this is what it says in Matthew 4, verse 17. And let me read this scripture to you. And this is what happens. Jesus Christ comes on the earth. He doesn't preach Christianity. He doesn't preach come to church on Sunday morning on Sunday. He doesn't talk about communion with white dresses and we got a whole choir. And this is what Jesus says when he comes on the scene. From that time, when Jesus began to preach, this was the genesis of his preaching. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, the word kingdom of heaven is God's rule, God's authority. At hand means it's close up, as the hand is on your wrist, and the hand is five fingers. The thumb is the apostle, the pointed finger is the prophet, all right, the middle finger is the evangelist, and the ring finger is the pastor or the shepherd of the sheep, and the smallest finger, the pinky, is the teacher, when you break the word down to get in your ear gates. So you got five fingers which make up the hand of God. And when Christ comes on the scene in the book of Matthew, he talks about, here comes the kingdom government. Let me give you in the Micah McDuffie Biblical Translation, we're about to go back to Eden. We're going back to the garden. We're going back to show you how man was supposed to rule and reign. Okay, stay with me, Brother Alan Douglas and Keisha. So when he comes on the scene, he begins to train and equip his disciples how to operate in kingdom. Let me give it to you like this. He's really trying to train the saints how to take their apex position. They had abdicated it and they've given it over to a false sense of leadership inside of the Herodian temple. They're not leading and guiding the sheep right. They're perverted. They're twisted. They're in the bed with Rome. They only care about themselves. They don't care about the poor. They're blocking the preaching of Christ. And so Christ is coming to replace that leadership with the church leadership. I know we hate to use the word Jewish replacement. I call it Jewish improvement. Because there were Jews that embraced Christ, and there were Jews that fought Christ. The ones that Christ is talking to are the 12 disciples plus the 70 who are going to allow themselves to be trained and equipped by Christ so that this body of believers can take the high place, take the apex place, okay? So I'll read the scripture again. This is Matthew Gospel, chapter 4, verse 17. It says this, Shabby. It says this, Alan. From that time on, Jesus began to preach or demonstrate, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, the word repent comes from two different words. Re means to do it again, and pent means a high place or the apex place. If you go over to New York, I can catch the ship in front of me. Go over to New York, right by the Hudson River, and I see apartments on top of tall buildings called penthouses, and penthouses sometimes can cost over millions of dollars to rent and to live in the city of Manhattan, New York. Sometimes you can rent them for $1 million a month. There's some that cost $40-50 million a month. And this is, God bless you, and this is the place where you have to be very rich and powerful to live on top of these high-rise buildings, okay? So we talk about the penthouse. That means on top. So when you repent where you've fallen down at, go back to the top. Take your high place. Take your mountain spot. Take that spot that Lucifer or the serpent or the devil talked you out of. You have to go in and repossess it. Go back and get what you lost according to Genesis chapter 3. Very important to get this. So I talk about take the apex place, position yourself, pray for it. This is real ministry. You have to put the body of believers, the sons of God, in places where these high places are. Now, in the apex place is where legislation takes place. In the apex place is where people are higher and fire. In the apex place is where you get your Fortune 500 company. Brother Cohen just purchased the New York Mets. He took the apex place, which means now he can hire and fire. He can determine the culture of the city of New York. He can determine the direction of the New York Mets because that's called the apex place. The reason why the church doesn't contain as much power as she should contain, David Ray, because we don't take the apex place. We're always trying to find a job. We're always trying to work for someone else. We've been even training our schools, go to high school, go to college, get a job, go to high school, go to college, get a job. And for some folks, that worked well. But God is raising up some apex believers who says, I want to do more than get a job. I want to open my own jobs. I want to open up my own company. This is what happens. You think as an apex thinker and not just someone that's just trying to get a job. Now, keep in mind, there's steps to this because I heard the other side. Folks quit jobs. They're not ready to run a company. I'm not working for the white man, you know. So you starve to death and end up selling crack and selling drugs. Everything takes steps. You got to be smart how you take steps. You don't want to get there first. Right? You want to let the baby grow. You know, go from kindergarten to first grade throughout eighth grade to high school to college. You want to take things by step, Brother David Ray, not move too fast. Sometimes you move too fast, you got to back up. That's okay with that. Just don't get comfortable sitting in the boat. All right? I'm talking about praying for the apex positioning. I'll read you one scripture, Matthew 4, verse 17. I'll read it again. It says, From that time, it says Jesus began to preach, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And re means to do again. Pent means a high place, apex place, mountain place. So when I repent, I go back to the top. So how do I fall down? Sin. Sin made me miss the mark. Sin makes me live lower than I'm supposed to be. Sin means you're not functioning at the level you were created to function. So there are not only white folks, but black folks live beneath the privileges. Even black folks live beneath the privileges. You need someone that can train and equip you to go after what I call the apex or the mountain spot, or someone might say the sweet spot. I want to possess the place that God has for me, Keisha Burton and David Ray. Okay, let's stick with the scripture. So one thing I noticed that he says, I want to cause you to repent. And what are you repenting from? When he said repent, you're repenting from homosexuality. You're repenting from fornication. You're repenting from telling lies. No. Keep the scriptures in its contextual setting. And he comes on the scene in Matthew 4, verse 17. The word repent really means turn away from the old Mosaic type of worship. That age, that system is coming to an end. That system, although it seems to work out like it's supposed to, it's really not a right system. It was a good system, but being that it was a right, it became evil and perverted. And so the Jewish leadership that ran the temple actually were not operating like they were supposed to. Although we're supposed to possess the mountains and the high place, they were living far beneath the privileges. And then the system became perverted and corrupted and demonic, according to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, and Matthew chapter 24. Christ announced that the Pharisees and the scribes and the lawyers were perverted and twisted. And Jesus gave him a nice term, and here are the terms he gave them: serpents, snakes in the grass. All right, Moses. They had all this authority and power amongst the Jews. But Christ came out to say, you dookie stink, and you're not operating like you're supposed to. So I'm going to pronounce judgment on this system. And within 40 years, the whole thing is coming to an end. The city of Jerusalem will be burned to the ground, including the temple, in 70 A.D. And the only thing will be left will be my words, which is you rule and reign in the kingdom, right, the kingdom of God right now. So I need you to repent. Change your mind. Go with my thinking. I want to get my word in your ear gates, in your eye gates, in your heart gate, in your soul gate. Embrace me, because if you receive what I'm saying, you will live like a king, rule like a king, talk like a king. You'll rule and reign like me, and your weapons will not be carnal. Your weapons will be love, intercessory prayer, praise and worship, tithing, giving offerings, committed to the fivefold ministry of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, and you will not be bound by a four-wall church. You'll be a church without walls. You'll take the keys of the kingdom, and you'll go possess the high places. You will possess the mountain spot. Okay, now, let me read you another scripture. Okay, now, after 17, Christ makes an announcement, and then now he got to go get his cabinet. He's got to get his governmental body. He got to get that inner 12. So what he does in verse 18, this is Matthew 4, verse 18, it says like this, Brother David Ray and my brother watching, Brother Peter Simon from my international church, it says, while walking by the Sea of Galilee, notice where Jesus goes. He goes by the Sea of Galilee to find his 12 disciples. So he got to go to Galilee to get 12 people that's going to follow him. Stop chasing after the mega crowd. Find that inner core 12 that wants to follow you. This is where I'm at my season of my life. I'm not chasing crowds. My thing is crowds ought to be chasing me. I'm not chasing crowds. The core that knows who I am going to follow me. And those who don't want to follow you, they'll just kind of slink off and go to other places. It's okay. It's all right. Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Let's say the season is up. Matthew 4, verse 18 says, while walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea. But they were fishermen. Let me update this to you. They work for IBM. They work for Disney. They work for McDonald's. They have their own company. They're not like us back in our day. No, not like America, black Christians, or brown or black people in our community. These are influential Jews who have their own fisher business. They got their own trade. Peter and them got their own company, all right? They have a Fortune 500 company of catching fish. Problem is they are spiritually bankrupt, and they've been following a system like this. They've been following a system that is not healthy. Okay? I almost killed this thing trying to bite me. I'm always killing stuff. So it's so key to understand that I need to train and equip these 12 to have a desire to possess the apex place or the mountain spot. You can't just get comfortable with the job. Now, I will admit that my ministry speaks to leaders. I'm not the most traditional guy in the world, okay? I don't like short collars. I like my hair braided. I don't care much about rules. This is just me. I give honor to it. I honor traditions. I'm just not bound by them, okay? I know how to fluctuate, and I can readjust my message wherever I go. But when it comes to me operating on this level, I'm going to be free and tell you what God tells me to tell you, okay? So after Christ makes the announcement, he says, repent, for the government of God is at hand. I'm here to bring you to the ministry of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, and I'm going to train and make you fishers of men, and I'm going to position you on top of the apex in a high place. Now I got to go get my congregation. And the first thing that Jesus does, he goes after the men, not the women. You never have to go get the women. They show up automatically. They just find sales. You never have to chase the women. Women will find that spiritual place whether you go get them or not. It's the men that's hard-headed. And especially from my point of view, black men, you got to go get them, okay? Watch this. So, of course, Jesus goes to the Sea of Galilee. He goes to their place of their profession. He goes to their job. He finds one that's working. He does not go by the unemployment line. When you begin to build a ministry of training people to go out to the apex place, find someone who's already working. You don't want to find someone that's always unemployed, can't keep a job. No. You're going to build foundation. Find someone that's already working and find someone who's quite successful in what they do. That's when I try to build a ministry, I don't just want preachers. This is one of the weaknesses of the pastors, Pastor Workshop Clergy on Fire, because you only went after preachers. We don't just need preachers. We need community workers. We need counselors. We need therapists. We need people who are doctors. I need people like my cousin, Dr. Johnson, who works at a college who can teach black history. We need other than just church people who are bound by a four-wall model. So I'm always chasing after leaders. And don't be and let me tell you something. Don't be afraid to lose people. Please, y'all, don't get so caught up in trying to keep people. Sometimes the season is over. People graduate. They go on to greater things. Let them be replaced by somebody else. Very important to get this. So he's walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he goes up to Peter and Andrew and tell them, you know, he says, and this is Matthew Gospel. I tell you why I picked Matthew Gospel in a few minutes. He says, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. This is verse 19 of Matthew 4. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and the brother in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mended their nets, and he called them. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Now, in Matthew Gospel, he doesn't deal with all the details. He just said, I told you to follow me, and they dropped their nets and they started following Jesus. When you study the Gospel of John, John gives you some intimate details that Christ performed in a few miracles so they would drop their nets and follow. What is Jesus trying to do? Well, very key. This is very, very important to get this. He says, in order for me to position you for the apex place, Neola, I have to train and equip you and then position you in the high place. Now, if I don't train and equip you, you'll get to the high place and be a failure. Or you'll find the believers who are only Christians until their jobs start. And once the jobs start, they're no longer Christians. See, if you want to possess the high place, then the nature of Christ and the government of Christ should shine through you, be salt through you, so that when you become the city on top of a hill or a mountain, people are attracted to you and you give them Jesus. Get this, Neola Lynch, one of my Lurch. One of my spiritual daughters. All right, now watch this. So in verse 29 or verse 23 says this, and he went throughout all of Galilee. So he left the sea of Galilee and went into the community, and he began to teach in their synagogues. Please take your pen and circle the word synagogue, and preaching or proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, not Christianity. Not I'm Baptist, I'm Presbyterian, I'm Catholic. That's not what he preaches. He preaches the gospel of the kingdom, kingdom, king over the dome. And what happens as he preaches, he heals every disease, would include COVID, corona, and Chinese virus. I can get healed too, you know. And healing every disease and every affliction amongst the people. What are these people sick at? They're sick in the synagogue. He went throughout all of Galilee teaching in their synagogue. So the Jews are sick in the synagogue, which means church people get sick inside the church. So if the gospel of the kingdom is not preached, you can't get rid of the sicknesses and the diseases. Are you with me? Because synagogue is almost synonymous with the church service on Sunday morning. Okay? Watch this. The Bible here says, watch this, it says, after he did that, verse 24, so his fame, which means TV broadcast, his fame spread throughout all of Syria, and they brought him all the sick and those afflicted with various diseases, Mayor Keith, and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures, paralytics, and he healed them all. So his fame attracted the crowd. This is why I'm doing KOM TV broadcast network, the Roku. I'm trying to get the fame of the kingdom out, not Mike McDuffie's fame, because I'm only one preacher. I want to get the fame out about David Ray, the fame out about Crystal, the fame out about Mayor Keith Kazma, one of the greatest mayors in the state of New Jersey. I want to get the fame out about Miss Vivian W. I want to get the fame out. So being popular is kingdom. Well, I'm just going to sit in the corner. Nobody's seen you be humble. No, you sound ignorant. paying you to go out, that you grow the ministry the way it should grow. Not according to the mega church model, but the mega people model. Now, you're listening to www.mikebroadcastdvd.com, and you're also watching AI 237 as I teach on the topic, praying for the apex positioning. Praying for the apex positioning. Now, look at chapter 5, verse 1. Okay, I do know I take a commercial break at 2. I got 4 minutes to take a commercial break at 2:30. Matthew 5, verse 1, real powerful. It says, seeing the crowd, he went up into a mountain. Please circle mountain. That's apex. Exchange the word mountain for apex. He went up to the apex. It went and sat down, and his disciples came to him. Not just people, not just Presbyterians, Baptists, Pentecostals. No, his disciples came to him. Can I not pay it this season? I'm asking God to send me Michael McDuffie disciples. I don't want everybody. I don't want warmed over church members. I want people who are my disciples that have decided to allow themselves to be disciplined and trained by myself. And if you don't want to come be trained by me, you're not my disciple. It don't mean we can't be friends. I mean, we can't say hi and hello and be nice and cordial. But everybody are not my disciples, because if you're under my ministry and my tutelage, you become my disciple. Hello, Brother Robert. Going on break at 2:30 for www.mybroadcast.com. So when we start talking about discipleship, that means that people, okay, people, I'm trying to. The people must understand the difference between discipleship and just plain old attending church service. And, you know, you got to know the difference. If you don't know the difference, you will confuse the two. All right? So I gave you two scriptures so far. Here are the two scriptures, Matthew 4, verse 17, and Matthew 5, verse 1. What I show you so far is that, number one, a government is here, aristocratic government, all right? Number two, I already show you that the apex is the mountain spot or the high places. Now, whoever possesses the high places sets legislation. Now, I keep telling everybody, and when I come back after this break, I'm going to show you that Hurricane Isaias was to let us know that God was doing something in the high places, because branches was broken off in the state of New Jersey and New York, and trees was pulled out the ground due to Hurricane Isaias. And due to Hurricane Isaias, branches fell on trees and cars, and I told you prophetically speaking that God is doing something with the three branches of government, all right? Number one, you got the executive branch. Number two, you have the legislative branch. And number three, you have the judicial branch. You know what's going on in our country right now. You know what's going on right now. And let me just give you this. I'm going to mess some of y'all up, but please hold on. And please, let's stay in the spirit, okay? You do know that our famous judge, Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, passed away, all right, which gave your president, my president, the right to replace her with a new judge that's going to be proposed, Amy Coney Barrett. There is a change in the branches. So I tell you, that's why the church got to stay in prayer. I don't say get political. I say stay in prayer, because God is going to position who he wants to position. And there will be a fight over this appointee. It's going to be a major fight. The church must remain in intercessory prayer. I told you, I prophesied something's going on in the branches of government. There are three branches, executive, legislative, and also judicial. We come back, we're going to do a commercial for www.mybroadcasttv.com, and we're going to stay on with AI 237. Let's take a break.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right. We're back in our last 20 minutes here on www.mybroadcastdv.com. We're also on AI-237. And I've been talking about praying and positioning for the Apex Police. Do you know that Real Ministry is training, equipping people to make fishes of men? That simply means catch them out to sea, bring them in to shore, skin them, and change them, and then make them disciples so we can win souls. We have put a political agenda before saving souls and making disciples. The political agenda of America comes second to us making disciples. So if you get that thing out of order, if you mention who you support politically, you're going to lose an opportunity to win a soul for Christ. So I'm talking to the kingdom church, not the political church. So I do know I'm not really good friends with the political church. I believe in the kingdom church, which means that I'm going to call your stuff out, whether you're Democratic or Republican. And at the end of the day, when I pray, God answers prayers. And so my kingdom will eat up all other kingdoms. So if you start teaching and preaching like this, This might cost you friends. This might cost you engagement. But I'm going to tell you something. Nothing feels better than being in the center of God's will. There is no greater feeling than being in the center of God's will. Because when you're in the center of his will, when your player haters come and snakes come to bite you, they come to dog your name out, they come to falsely accuse you, they come to say things about you, just keep standing. Your system will eat up all the other systems. Your snake, Brother Aaron, the priest, will eat all the other 508 devils. You have to know how to stand and stay committed. And stop trying to rush God. Stop trying to make it fast. I know you wanted to be married at 20. God said, no, you're married at 50. I know you wanted to be a billionaire at 17. You'll be a billionaire at 70. I know you wanted to have kids at 20. You'll have kids at 50. So stop putting God in the time box. Stop putting God. What you want to be, Sister Vivian, is the center of God's will, which is really the Garden of Eden. The center of God's will is the Garden of Eden. And when you're in the will of God, and I'm not talking this will like be to church on Sunday. The center of God's will is I'm fulfilling my God-given assignment. Okay? Now watch this. Let's go to another script. I want to read this to you out of Matthew Gospel chapter 5. All right, hold on. Matthew 5. And I want to read this to you, Matthew 5, and I'm in the the version of the Bible I have right here. Let me make sure I got the right version. I have the ESV version, which is the English Standard, one of the top versions. And when Christ gets his 12 disciples, he is going to train them and equip them to do this. Here is the training and equipment. Watch this, because if you're going to take the apex place, if you're going to possess the high places, you have to do what he says here in verse 13. Watch this. Here it is. Number one, he talks to his cabinet. He speaks to his political leadership. He says, number one, they're the salt of the earth. You got me? All right. Watch this. Verse 14. Number two, get a light of the world. All right? And number three, watch this. And number three, you're a city set on a hill. Let me count one more time because we missed that. All right? Watch this. I'm going to read it again. Number one, my inner 12, you're the salt of the earth. Number two, you're the light of the world. And number three, you are a city set on a hill or set on a mountain. Let me try it again because I don't think our church is understanding that yet. I'm going to tell you who we are and who we are not, all right? The real kingdom church, number one, is salt. The real kingdom church, number two, is light. The real kingdom church, number three, is a city on top of a hill. I'm going to try one more time in slow motion, all right? I'm going to try one more time in slow motion. Like the famous words of Six Million Dollar Man, dun, dun. Dun 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 dun. All right, we're gonna try one more time. Number one, we are the salt of the earth. Number two, we are the light of the world. And number three, we are a city set on top of a hill or set on top of a mountain, which means if the kingdom church does not operate in these three avenues, we're not doing nothing. You hear what I said? We're not doing nothing. All right, let's break this thing down because I'm trying to show you something. I told you, I call this message praying and positioning for the apex position. So there are certain positions on top of high places that the church is supposed to possess, maintain, and expand through our generation and our perpetual generations. You do know real wealth is that your family has a certain business that is passed down from one generation to the next generation. You do know what this thing is called. A good friend of mine, I call her Sister KJ. She told me one time that real wealth is old wealth. It's passed down from one generation to the next generation. And don't confuse wealth with money or rich. Wealth is in your head, and it's a building up of assets. You spell it for yourself. set your butt up so you can pass down one type of power to the next level of generation to generation. So, and please watch how I say this and watch how I do this, and please do not get easily offended what I'm about to say, okay? If we are the salt of the earth, that means we're supposed to alter the planet. If we are the light to the world, we're supposed to go into the Satan's world and illuminate, which means salt and light. Salt and light do not talk. Please write that down, everybody. God bless you, Timmy. Salt and light does not talk. They just be. Salt be, light be. Salt affects the earth, which is the core, and light speaks to the systems on top of the earth. Just like in the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Eden on top of the earth, all right? So the garden could be like the place or the city where you live at, all right? The garden, is that could be the city or the state you live in, but the earth is really the core underneath. So you got the Garden of Eden on top of the earth. Hold on a second. I'm competing with a motorboat. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Hello, Andy. Hello, Andy. That's real loud. Okay, now, watch this. So that means I have to find a ministry, Brother David, President Crystal, that's going to train and equip me how to be salt to the earth. And then I got to make sure that ministry can help train and teach me and equip me how to be light to the world. There's some folks who are salt to the earth, which is really church service, learning how to sprinkle out. But they're bad when it comes to entering the world, because the world needs light. Light is a place of dark. World is a place of darkness. We're supposed to take our light into the world. So when people tell me, you know, don't go here, stay away from here, don't go there. If you're the light, you're supposed to go there. You're supposed to go to the ball games. You're supposed to go to the comedy show. You're supposed to go to the movies, because you got to go get the sinners. Where's this thing? We stay away from stuff. Don't touch this. Don't touch that. Stay away from this. And, oh, my God. I see why a lot of Christian marriages fall apart. We're supposed to be holy, and our husbands can't stand us. Your husband be like, you just need Jesus. Your husband's a sinner. He said, you just need Jesus. We are so off balance. All right? Now watch this. So let me close my Bible and close up here. So watch this. Sister Nancy. So I'm the salt to the earth, which is like the garden. I'm the light to the world, which is like Eden. And I'm a city on top of the hill with like the third heaven. So every time I see this pattern of the kingdom of God, third heaven, the kingdom of heaven, second heaven, and the planet earth, first heaven. And I see that we're supposed to be the church that's supposed to use kingdom techniques to take over the high places and the places, the apex, so we can call the shots. There are two major things that have taken place in the last 7 days of apex positioning. Let me give it to you on both sides, so I don't try to favor one political party over the other, because people are always trying to figure out who I'm supporting. I support Christ and the kingdom. And just this past week at Rochester, New York, Mayor Warren just replaced the police chief with his first black female apex positioning. Cynthia Harriott Sullivan. They put a black sister as chief of police at Rochester, New York. Now, there are people that are upset with that. They don't like it. There's been an exchange. There's been a removal. God can do what he want to do. I'm sorry. I know you're mad. I know you're upset. But the mayor won. The mayor, which is the apex positioning, calls the shots. So the mayor got rid of the present chief of police and put a black sister in the apex position. And her name is Cynthia Harriott Sullivan. She took the high place. See, this is what the church is supposed to do. Train up the judges, train up the police officers to take the high place. You really want to do police reform? Get more black people to become officers. Help me. Help me. This is how you do it. The police chief was removed, and they have newly installed Cynthia Harriet Sullivan. Church, keep praying. Now, while that's a celebration for the Democrats, they like that, okay? Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, like that one. That's good. Black folk like that one. But here comes on the other side. Watch how God comes down both lanes. And here comes Amy Coney Barrett that is proposed to replace Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg. See, I see a God that's not going to be bought by politics. He is going to put in position who he wants to be there, whether you Democrat or Republican. And that's why the church got to stay in intercessory prayer. Now, let me tell you something. We got our eyes so set on the president's position, and we're forgetting about who's going to get these seats in the House or the Senate seats. You got to be finding out who's running for the Senate seats and the Republican and the House of Representatives. Because in order to turn bills and the laws, we need a trifactor. The executive and the legislative branch have to come into agreement to turn bills and the laws. So that's why the Kingdom Church got to pray, Lord God, put in position those individuals that can advance a kingdom agenda. That's my prayer. And then you talk about being the salt and the light of the earth. Oh, my God. You know, the Supreme Court judge, which is 9 judges, can determine the course of your nation. Those 9 judges is so important. And right now it's 4-4. And now the president didn't wait for 3 days and already has appointed Amy Coney Barrett. And I heard the word that the Senate already got enough votes to confirm it. You better be praying, man, because this is going to be a nasty war. And the church better be in prayer, okay? I told you, Hurricane Isaias, storm came, and branches was broken off. There's 3 branches of government. Executive, number 1. Legislative, number 2. And judicial, number 3. And I just showed you right in that 3rd level, the police chief being replaced in Rochester and a Supreme Court judge being replaced. There are major changes shifting and going on. And what God is doing, he's trying to position the church to take the high place. Now, I got 2 minutes left of DEV Radio. I'm going to let this go, and I'm going to give you 10 more minutes on this. Brother Rob, listen to me. Please hear me closely. The church has to fight with spiritual weaponry. She cannot turn to the arm of the flesh. Name calling doesn't work. Tit for tat doesn't work. My prophetess mother's online, Ellie Waite. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Mother Waite. That woman prophesied over me, even my good and my bad. I do not forget my mother's. God bless prophetess Ellie Waite. I have much respect and honor for my mother. God bless you, prophetess Ellie Waite. Just glad to see you. Nancy Greer, the Greer brothers, Nancy Greer, Campus Life, Dr. Dean Trulier. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Dr. Dean Trulier. I love myself some Dr. Dean. Come on, say amen, somebody. Ellie and Nancy. Yolanda Johnson, listen, woman of God, so important to get this. Intercessory prayer is so important. People are calling prayer and fasting for our nation. Please do it. And try to call the prayer meeting without being partisan. I heard some prayers today, and I liked it because I heard people praying for both sides. I like that. If you only pray for your person, that prayer is false. I'm praying for my person. Yeah, I know, but you got to pray for everybody. You know, I don't care if it's Biden or Trump. You're supposed to pray for everybody. I'm sorry. I know y'all don't like to hear that. I know. I'm sorry. I don't pass my gate. I'm sticking with the kingdom, baby. I got a system that's undefeated. I have a system that is undefeated. Now, Brother Rob, let me know how much time I got on DVD radio. I'm usually done by 2:50. I'm going to make sure I don't go over. Don't forget this Sunday at 7:47. I'll be online, all right? And I'm going to try to plan an hour of prayer in the building this Sunday. I don't know what time yet. But we're still at 7:47 this Sunday at the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. And let's continue to be faithful. Thank you for my tithers and givers. Not forget KOM Television Broadcast. We have our own television channel. We're going on Roku television. Please get your Roku in order. I need everybody to get the Roku television app. It's the top live streaming television. It's the top live stream channel in the nation. And we're going on YouTube, and sooner or later, we're going on all the other live streams. Listen, if you want to get your own show, please reach out to President Crystal B. Johnson. All right, let's go. Let's make it happen. All right? You'll have to get about Pastor Marcus Tricky Trey coming up in October, I think the 14th. Come on, y'all. We need you to step in this place. All right? Now, I don't know how much time I got for DDB Radio, but let me just continue here. Brother Rob, let me know how much time I got for DDB Radio. I think 2:55. But if you want to really bring radical change to your country, especially for the brown and black people, you got to put the people in the high place. We have to take the apex. Everybody start giving right now. Go to the Cash App, $PastorMichael7, PayPal address, supermike777gmail.com. There are 10 of you that can sow a $100 seed. Take the challenge. There are 10 of you. I prophesy. You got a $100 seed. Go. Start sowing seed now. And as you bless me, I got to bless my ministry in Africa. I want to also bless Chrissy Kids. President Chris is doing a job, man, doing a job. And I want to encourage her. Glory be to God. And there's a vehicle that I need. If you're interested in having your own show or commercial, please inbound. That's right, commercial. We're reaching out to 60 million people. This Tuesday night, I will be interviewing Brother Tony Grant from Tyler Perry. Him and his wife are very good friends of Reverend McDuffie and my family and KOM, and they're going to be out with me live this Tuesday night. Don't miss Brother Anthony Grant and his wife. Glory be to God. We're going to be talking about Roku television. Brother Ron, that's my engineer here. Brother Robbie is my engineer here on www.mikebroadcastddb.com. Now, I'm going to begin to close out on DDB Radio. I want to thank y'all for listening. And don't forget, next Saturday, 2 o'clock at 3 o'clock, do not forget to tune in this Tuesday night to www.glorysongs.net as you watch Mike Live as I continue to talk about Roku television. Our fame needs to spread. I want to break some of y'all out of that familiar circle. Other people need to hear Prophetess Wake prophesy. Other folks need to hear Sister Scott. Other folks need to hear other people. Stop hanging around the same people. These folks will drain you and think they know more than you. Get a new crowd. I'm helping you get into in front of a new people. Thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcastddb.com.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line-of-duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.